Bank of Cardiff. This is Kara.
Hey, Kara, how are you?
Good.
This is Mike Lawson.
Yeah, I saw it pop up. I was calling to walk you through your online checkout. Is now a good time?
Yeah, I'd like to read through it and check it out, yeah.
Okay, perfect. So, are you in front of a computer right now?
Yes.
All right, so if I could get you to go to www.ondeck.com/checkout.
www.ondeck.com/checkout. Got it. Okay.
All right, so you should see a page that's asking you to claim your account or log in.
Does business, tax ID, business zip code, last four, and your birthday?
Yes, exactly. I have your business tax ID if you don't remember it.
Okay, go ahead.
It's 94240264.
Okay, and business zip code is 952. Do you show it as my P.O. box or my business address, 04?
Yeah, I have it as your business address, the 04.
Okay. Last four is Social Security, 1964. Owner's date of birth, 1977. Okay, it says, is this the best email address, michael@jhsimpson.com? That's right.
And then
reset your password.
Perfect, yeah. Make sure you write this down because this is gonna be what you use to log into your account.
Is there any particulars on the password?
I don't think so.
Okay, it says loading.
Perfect. On the next page, you just have to push that checkout button. And then just let me know when you get to those security questions.
Okay, so it said, here's your offer. Let us know if you have any questions. It says, $150,000 term loan, total payback, $197,998.92, weekday auto payment, $785.70. So what is that on the weekday? What does that mean, Newman?
I'm sorry, can you repeat that?
The weekday auto payment, what is that now?
Oh, it just means, that's your daily payment, and it will be ACH from your account.
And that's how many, that's out of the, it's 21 business days per month?
Yes.
Okay, so 252 daily payments over 12 months, no personal collateral, rate before fixed costs. Okay, what do I do now?
You just push the checkout. We still have to finish logging you in with the ideology questions, so you're not accepting anything yet. The actual loan documents are still a few screens away.
Okay. Which of the following people do you know? These are pretty personal.
Yeah, I think they're created based off your credit report.
Oh, is that how it works?
Yeah, I think. I'm not 100% sure since I'm not in IT, but it's a pretty sophisticated system.
Well, no, I'm doing it. Where are you going? Yeah, me too. Okay, so it says add your primary business checking account.
Yeah, so this is just the bank accounts you submitted to, I believe it was Nicole, to get your loan approved.
Yeah, I already did all this, or do I have to do this again?
You just have to put in the account information, just kind of to verify that you are the account holder and you know the information.
Okay, so I got to pull this up. Hold on 1 second, I'm going to go grab that info.
Okay.
Hey, Crystal, I need you to bring me that blank check, please. And the bank statement so that I can get the routing and account number for her. Give me a minute here. I gotta pull it up, so.
Yeah, take your time. No rush.
Okay, so we gotta put in confirm bank account number 736-482-3562. Okay.
All right. And so if you go ahead and hit continue, this next page is where your actual loan documents are. Just take your time, read through them, and then when you're ready, you can push a green fund at the bottom.
God, I hate this. Okay, so here it says the loan amount, geez, 32% payment multiplier. Interest charge is 47,998. That was, okay. Now, he was saying about, oh, there is a prepayment. See, a prepayment discount percentage of. So explain to me what that is, the prepayment discount percentage of 25% with respect to unpaid interest remaining will apply with respect to this loan to the extent that the borrower prepays this loan in whole in accordance with the business loan and security agreement. So what's that saying?
Unfortunately, I can't see your screen, but it sounds like you have a prepaid discount. Does it say a term, like if you prepay at...
It doesn't. That's what I'm asking, because it says that I need to look at the business loan and security agreement.
Here, let me request a copy of your documents. Give me 1 second. Prepayment schedule. You need to business payment. Prepayment. Okay, so it looks like if you prepay, 25% of your interest is waived. Looks like that's what I'm reading.
So if we do what? I'm sorry?
If you prepay. So if you pay your loan off early, it says see section 10 for specific details. So I'm going to go ahead and scroll on down to section 10. Give me 1 second.
Oh, here we go. I've seen here. A prepayment interest reduction percentage of 25% with respect to the unpaid will be applied to the extent that the borrower prepays this loan in whole in accordance with Subject 10 of the Business Loan and Security Agreement. Note that 75% of the remaining unpaid interest will still be due. Okay, so they're only giving you 25% off. Remaining unpaid interest on this loan will be eligible to be forgiven by lender if borrower is current on the scheduled payments with respect to his loan, and while the loan is outstanding, borrower enters into a business loan and a security agreement for a new qualifying term loan with the lender. Now, this is what he was saying about 6 months in, I could renew it, and then I wouldn't get stuck with this much interest.
Yeah, that is how it works. So if you renew it, you get, you know, the new funds, whatever you net, and 25% is waived.
Okay. So then it says here, it says total loan costs. Gee, you guys are making a fortune. No laughing there?
Well, unfortunately, I don't make any percentage of it.
47,998. Okay, so total interest expense loan amount is the total amount of interest that you will pay as a percentage of this amount borrowed. No, TFP is not annualized. the 32%, and therefore use caution in comparing two loans expressed in annual.
Oh, one guy I called.
Total interest expense divided by the loan amount expressed in percentage with respect to your loan. Now, when is the first payment due?
So your funding wait Friday. It will be taken next week on Monday.
That's where they'll start the 785?
Yeah, I believe so.
Okay. And then they're charging $3,300, $3,750 in origination fees?
Yeah, it's something that's just kind of mandated by the state of California. We unfortunately can't get away because we're in California.
So the loan disbursement is going to be $146,250. The daily payment is $785.71. Number of daily payments, 252. Payments is $786. Interest expense multiplier, total repayment on the loan, total interest expense, $340,000 over 5 years. But here's the thing, what they do is that in 6 months, I can reapply, and then they can change the loan and they'll waive the interest. Who? Yeah, he's going to hold it until Monday. It was only for, no, over paying him. Can you hold on for 1 second? I'm sorry.
Yeah, take your time.
Okay, I'm back.
All right.
Okay, so we got that under control, and then it shows prepayment, reduction percentage, remaining unpaid interest. Is there anything else I need to know?
No, you just go ahead and read through. If everything, you know, looks good to you, you just push the agree and fund at the...
They said it will fund today?
Yeah, see, unfortunately, because it's past 5 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, the banks aren't open, so we can't send wires, but you'll be funded today, and then the funds will reach your account next week.
See, they told me that it was going to fund today.
Yeah, so technically it funds, and as far as our side's concerned, you know, everything's done, and we're ready to send out the money. It's just that the banking system to send out the money is closed, because banks close at 5 p.m. Eastern Standard Time.
Correct, so but they're open Saturday and Monday, right?
We can't send wires on Saturdays. We can only send them on Monday. So, you know, we'll send it first thing Monday, 9 a.m.
Oh, so it won't hit my account until Monday, like, afternoon or something?
Yeah, it should hit Monday.
Okay. That was why they told me I needed to do it today. So then technically I could just do this on Monday.
If you would prefer to do it Monday, if you do it this way, the funds will already be set up to go out quicker.
Okay.
But it's whatever you're comfortable with.
No, that's fine. It's just that's why they told me I needed to rush to do all this so that it would fund today. So, all right. So I got that e-signature page. So just scroll to the bottom, and then I say I hereby... I check in here as a duly authorized agent of borrowing individual. Okay.
All right. If you push the green fun, then you should be taken to a page that says success, and you're all done. And now it's just waiting for the funds to hit your account.
Okay.
All right.
That's it?
Yep. You're all done.
And now Monday, will someone let me know Monday, or I have to call?
Yeah, I will verify with that, since, you know, this is a sensitive issue. I'll verify with accounting that it went out, and I'll let you know it's out and see if I can get you a confirmation number.
Okay. All right. Yeah. And if you could find out and call me back today and let me know exactly when, that would be nice, because they told me that it was today.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. I'll go ahead and shoot an email to accounting and see what time they'll be wiring on Monday.
All right, because that's why they told me we had to talk. Me and you had to talk before 3:30 so that it would fund today. So.
I see. Yeah, I'll go ahead and get on that for you.
All right. Thank you.
Thank you. Bye.
Bye.